You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I talked to Simon Bridges today about his new role as leader of the National Party. We talked about what direction he sees the party going in the lead up to 2020, and I started the interview by asking how he plans to unite the National Party behind him as their new leader.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident about that. And I suppose the reason for that is because the context in which this has happened, or the circumstances, you know, this was not, a coup or something like that. It was Bill English retiring, and so we had to have a contest. And I think the fact there was a number of people who came forward shows the strength of the National Party, that we've got great people. What also gives me confidence is just what's happened since then. In the immediate aftermath, both the other candidates and the various members of Parliament, our 56 MPs, have all come to me. I've had some short but a number of discussions with them, and we're united. We understand that to be effective, you do have to be united, and you've got to be about holding the government to account, not sort of looking inwards. And National's been very good at that for a long time now.
So obviously there's going to be a reshuffle in leadership positions, I suppose, in the National Party. Do you see yourself putting the other leadership contenders in high positions?
Yeah, look, I think what you'd say is, if you look at those other four contenders, I'm not going to place them, in significant roles simply because they were contenders in the leadership contest. But, the fact that they put themselves forward is because they were strong people. They do have real skills and experience. And so, I can definitely tell you they'll get significant roles should they want them, because they have got, as I say, that talent and experience.
Will you be taking National in a new direction? Is this a new era for National? Can we see any major changes in the future?
Yeah, I think it is, because to state the really obvious, John Key and Bill English, this afternoon Bill English has his valedictory speech in Parliament. They will no longer be MPs. That's a really big change. And so in that regard, it is an end of an era. We are at a crossroads. But you wouldn't say we're going to sort of, throw the baby out with the bathwater. We believe in our values. They don't change. Our strengths are, that we are the party that's best on the economy and growing it. And that's really important, not for the sake of it, because that's what gives people opportunities in New Zealand, rather than thinking, our best opportunity is to buy a ticket and fly to Aussie and live there. But what is also true is that, we understand, and I think Labor made this mistake over the last 9 years before they got to government, we can't just say, hey, look at what we did when we were in government. We need to evolve and modernise with the times. And so we'll be doing that in terms of our policies and our plans, because we know we're going to have fresh things that are exciting and that capture people's imagination about the 2020s at the 2020 election. So there will be modernisation, but I wouldn't say it's going to be like, as some have said, a change to the left or the right.
What is that modernisation, though? What is the fresh new look? Yep. Is it more environmentally focused policies? Is it...
Yeah.
What
I've
is
signaled,
it?
Yeah, that's right. I've signalled that. It's first and foremost what I said, which is the same, that focus on the economy and making New Zealand a great place in that regard, because everything else sort of flows from that. But I've also said really clearly that we do need to emphasise the environment, because, what we know is that for, I think, all New Zealanders, that's something they're passionate about. We all believe in it and we want to see it protected. So, not in the first day, not in the first sort of week or two, but I will be speaking more about that and putting an emphasis on that. And I think the other thing that I want to emphasise is a regional New Zealand, by which I mean sort of outside of Auckland, Wellington, and I suppose Christchurch, because, there's a lot of people there, there's a lot of opportunity, but I do believe that this current government is getting in the way of that with the bad policy positions in immigration and employment law and so on that are holding them back. And so we want to see what we can do to reduce the burden for small businesses, well, for all businesses outside of those main centres.
Now, you voted against same-sex marriage and believe that abortion law is adequate as it stands. How are you going to paint yourself as a progressive candidate against Jacinda Ardern?
I think the reality is, you know, I am socially conservative on these issues, and that's my voting record shows that. I'm not unthinkingly so, you know. For example, on euthanasia, I thought about supporting it to first reading. In relation to abortion, you know, my position is clear. It's got to be a rare, safe, but legal, absolutely. And so, you know, I'm not unthinkingly so. But I think what's also true is just a couple of things. Firstly, they're not my focus. They're not what got me into politics. It's much more about how do we create opportunities in New Zealand? How do we make this an exciting, vibrant, dynamic place to live? I think the only other thing I'd sort of say to you is, when you think about these issues, and whether someone's, you know, whatever you want to say, modern, progressive, however you want to phrase it, you look at the whole package. In a number of areas, whether it's the environment, whether it's transport, where I was minister, where, you know, I oversaw a much greater investment in public transport and cycleways, a really big emphasis on electric vehicles, on ride sharing and these things. You know, I have been modern. And so I think it's simplistic to say, you know, young people think this, old people think that. Actually, I met a lot of older New Zealanders, frankly, who you know, believe in a voluntary euthanasia. I've met some young people who don't. But you look at the whole package, look at what we do in the lead up to 2020, I think you'll see a modern, a fresh and exciting lineup for National with the best vision for New Zealand.
But don't you think because those, I suppose, yeah, the euthanasia discussion and the same-sex marriage and abortion, don't you think those are quite modern ideas and policies? They still need focus as well alongside other aspects such as environment and transport. So don't you think it's more just like a general overview as a better... Is it better standing for a progressive leader or not?
Sure, but then think about this. You know, the National Party is the biggest party in Parliament. 56 MPs, they're all over New Zealand. And they are, I don't really like them the way we say this, but, you know, they're conservatives, they're liberals, they're in the middle, they have all of those views. I won't be imposing my view on them. Conscience issues in Parliament on these sort of issues that we're talking about come up relatively rarely, and when they do, each individual MP gets to have their say. And so I suppose I'm saying to you, look, we're the party of, you know, Judith Collins, you know, Simon Bridges, I suppose, relatively conservative, but also Nikki Kaye, Chris Bishop, Amy Adams, who perhaps have a different view, a more liberal view. We are a broad party, and that's the right place to be because that is representative of the diversity in New Zealand that we represent.
So how do you rate National's chances for 2020?
I reckon we're the underdog, but all of that said, we are also a party with a unique opportunity, probably the best opportunity literally in our lifetimes to make this Jacinda Ardern, Winston Peters government a one-term government. And the reason I say that is for a couple of reasons. It's firstly our inherent strength as a party, and I've sort of talked a bit about that. We are the biggest. We need to use that advantage to get out and about and listen to people and formulate exciting policies. But more than that, it's the kind of weird way that this government came about, chosen by Winston Peters, and with, you know, Greens on one side, Labour in the middle, NZ First on the other. What that means is they find it very difficult, given their different views, to agree on things, to progress a program that's good for New Zealand. And so on that basis, I reckon we're really just muddling along, you know, treading water, actually, and that's not good enough for New Zealanders.
And you think that National's got a more stable position than that?
Absolutely. I mean, the reality is, in terms of that strength and stability, we are a bigger party than Labour and New Zealand First, or Labour and the Greens, nearly all of them, actually. You know, there's a wide variety of views on this government, but there's certainly an undercurrent there that isn't satisfied with where we are, thinks we can do better, and National needs to, you know, obviously tap into that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.